Blog Talk Radio.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk, yeah.
Your gracious Christian radio talk show host, Evangelist Alana. You are now listening to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. It is an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to speak life into dead situations via the radio airwaves. In a world full of negativity, in a world wherein the media appears to be consumed with promoting sinful behaviors, what an honor it is to have with us this evening the band, Transparent the Band. But before we even begin this interview, let's play. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the abundant blessings you have poured over our lives. Father, we thank you for good times as well as the not so good times, as all have made us stronger. Father God, I ask that you decrease Alana and increase you within me as we and the featured guests attempt to deliver the message that you gave us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further delay, here we are, the stars of the show, our featured guests, Transparent the Band, featuring Charnell Daugherty and also Dante Daugherty. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Guys, you know, you and I both know that we have been through the fire trying to get this radio broadcast going, but by the grace of God, you are here. Thank you so much for agreeing to be a featured guest on Bonafide Talk. I want to start here. You guys are very talented. You don't need me to tell you that. You guys are flying with a bullet on your music right now, and the request and the demand for what you're doing is humongous. What made you, however, choose to sing gospel versus R&B?
Well, actually, when I was 15, I was doing R&B. I was signed with a major deal, but that fell through. And people always told me when I was going through school that I had a gospel voice, but I didn't understand what they were talking about. And then it took my father to say, well, just change your lyrics. You can keep your music the same and just serve God that way, because it was kind of hard for me to make the transition over from R&B to gospel. But he said, just change your lyrics, and you'll be surprised how many people will still enjoy your music. And that was the transition from that. So we chose gospel because we want to put God first in all that we do as we mature throughout the years. And this is just the best music there's ever been made, no matter what people say. And we love just helping people. And through this music, we can definitely help people with our music. That's why we chose gospel.
Absolutely. And, you know, if truth be known about it, and I'm sure that you and the missus can attest to this, much of the R&B that's out today sincerely derived from many of the beats that came from gospel anyway. You know what I mean? Because let's take Ray Charles for an example. You know, B at the time wasn't too receptive to his concept, but it ended up being a blow-up thing for him because he took the R&B vibe and ran with it and made one of his big hits. And you guys are doing the exact same thing. I appreciate you. I applaud you this evening, guys. So now you guys are from Saginaw, Michigan, correct?
Yes, Saginaw, Michigan.
How close is that to Detroit? How close are you guys to Motown?
about 2 hours away, about 2 hours north of Detroit.
Gotcha, gotcha. Let me ask you something. Do you envision sometime in the future you're possibly uniting with the gospel end of Motown? Is that a possibility, or is that something that has been considered?
Well, the way we are, we just following the steps as God gives it to us. We just want to connect with any like-minded folk. That's just where we are, because even like with this tour, we just going as God gives it to us. It's for those that will receive us. We coming. No different than the disciples. So if Motown is in there, we coming to Motown too.
I know that's right. I love it. In your travels, in music, do you find, like, as you and I both know, all of us know that hopefully that are listening on the airways now, Jesus wasn't received in all areas that he went to. Have you found that to be the case in some of your ventures that you've been on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's when you use that term, shake the dust and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But because we know that, you know, it's different bait for different fish, and we know we're not here to try to save the entire world. We just want to give this music to those that receive it. I mean, and whatever our area is, that's where we're going, you know, as God gives it to us. And we don't let that stop us from doing what we do, what we've been called to do, because we know everybody's not going to receive us, and that's cool. But those that will, then God bless.
Amen. And you know something? Whether it be music ministry or just being kind to people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's something that I'm hoping will be conveyed tonight, that we have to have the right motive in doing what we do, because if we don't, we'll find ourselves discouraged and begin to wonder, well, was I even called to do this? Do I do the right thing? And that's when the enemy sneaks in and he tries to steal, kill, and destroy your joy. Amen? And we're not going to allow that tonight. Tonight, it is all about praising God. We're embarking on the new year. It's about to be 2016, y'all. Glory be to God. I heard this hit that I'm about to play next. You Saved by You Guys. Now, mind you, I've already played this song when Esther Jones agreed to be the featured guest. I had to play this again. I hope you all don't mind. Beautiful song, guys. Get ready to be tame and inspired. Here is You Saved by Trent Heron, the band.
Promise you nothing. You can't give me money.
beautiful.
I love it. Yes.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. And you're hearing it live right now. We have us with us today, the featured guest, Chanel Daughtry and her husband, Dante, with Transparent the Band, y'all. Yes! I want to reach out to the missus. Miss Daughtry, are you still there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Evangelist?
Hey, you have been so quiet. I am well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I get in where I fit in.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? Speaking of getting in where you fit in, I know that I reflect back, as I listen to you guys, I reflect back to Ike and Tina, and I can only imagine, you know, how challenging it can be for you to juggle having a husband, having children, have a family, and then you're the manager of the group. How do you guys juggle? How do you juggle all that without going insane?
I know, sis, but you know what? By keeping it all together, we're always together. I remember even being pregnant and being on stage with Dante and playing keys and singing back up, and, you know, even when the kids were born and having them in the car seat, you know, on stage as well. And so the thing is, what we learned is to keep the family together, and whatever that takes, then that's what we do. So, and that's how we learn to just deal with it, with everything. It's always best together, you know. You're always going to have some type of mess or whatever, you know, or struggles or obstacles or whatever, but it's always better when the family is together.
Awesome, awesome. And what a team you guys make. You know, Sherelle, it's just amazing to me what can be done if we work as a unit, amen? And that goes specifically, I think, in the body of Christ. You know, there's so many different divisions, you know, aspects, you know, within the body of Christ. But I just pray that shows like Hopefully Mind, Bonafide Talk, and the other shows that are on the BFTM radio network and all the different stations that you are affiliated with, guys, I would like to think that one day we're all going to get together and make that dream happen. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We have a full house. I see you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's radio broadcast. I am your gracious host, Evangelist Solana, radio talk show host for Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. You will actually hear the archive to the show on the BFTM Radio Network. Go to BFTMradio.com, and you will hear this episode Monday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's BFTM Radio, Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Solana. The archive will be played at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, let's talk, guys. The topic for tonight's discussion is gospeltainment ain't what we think it is. Can you elaborate on that some? Who's going to start on this? Because some of the things that you guys told me were shocking to me.
Well, I'm going to let Dante start off because he's been in the business industry longer than I have and seen a lot along the way. So I'll let him start off with that first.
Okay.
Well,
Brother Dante,
said most shocking.
What are some of the things you've seen? What are some of the things you've seen?
Well, especially coming straight from R&B, it was just shocking to me. It seemed like church was more street than the streets were. So that was real shocking to me. I remember a few events we've seen. Man, these people wasn't hiding nothing. I mean, anything that you wanted, you can do it right there. And this is supposed to be in the church scene, you know, that we look up to. And that we're supposed to learn from, but I mean, if I wasn't strong in the faith, man, I could have lost my mind and my walk. But thank God, the way I grew up. But it just really shocked me to see some things that I've seen out in this church scene. So I just want to
what are some
the
of the
spot,
things that
it,
you saw? Right. What are some of the things
like,
that you saw?
Like, well, me, I believe that God made Adam for Eve. He made Eve for Adam. So one thing is, not to knock anybody. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But to me, I love my wife Sherelle. I didn't want her brother. I wanted her. So I've seen I've seen men with men, women with women, stuff like that. To give you some examples, and that people prey on people just coming in that's new on the scene. And because you're supposed to look up to these artists, you're supposed to do these certain things. I don't play that. I ain't about numbers or popularity or nothing like that. I'm about Jesus. So you can pass that on by, pass me. So when I seen
exactly.
it, I just was always passing out the devil, you know. So that was some of the things that I seen that was shocking to me.
Incredible. So you're saying even in gospeltainment, we have a lot of Adam and Steve's and Evelyn and Eve's. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can only imagine, at least initially, how discouraging that may have been for your group to see that type of thing because, of course, you guys are going in, Transparent the Van, going in with pure motives and, you know,
right.
the desire to do nothing but what God have you do and to reach the lost and equip the saints. And then you see this
right.
type of behavior, you know, that has to have been kind of discouraging. That takes a strong soldier to be able to handle that and not just say, you know what, the heck with it, my work is going to be in vain, you know. But you guys decided
right.
to stick in there, and I tell you what, I praise God for you guys are so talented.
Thank you. Yeah, because that's the thing, and that's what we always pray. We be prayed up and we fast about it because we know that the devil is going to try to come through any and everybody, you know, and
True.
Whether it's church or the world. And that's something about Transparent the Band that, I mean, it does hurt to see that because it makes our work even, you know, that much more harder. But the blessing part about it is that we're so sold out for Christ, not saying we're perfect and all that stuff, but what
right.
I am saying is that we're sold out enough for Christ that we got to get our job done. We got to accomplish what we came out to do, and that's to just bless folks through this music, you know, to build people, to encourage people. Whatever you receive out of it that'll keep you close to God, that's what we wanted to do, whatever God sees fit.
Amen.
And, you know, it still hurts because we're not going to turn our eye to it, you know, our back to it and say,
sure.
That's what's going to happen. You know, but it hurts. It does hurt. And all we can do is pray for people and just pray that they receive those that's willing to have enough strength that they will come up out of that stuff. Even the one that's being led by the devil, we start praying for them, you know, even though they were
Amen.
Doing what they was doing. We immediately, because that's our job. Do we sit back and just talk about it and turn into a gossip forum? No. You sit there, that's your job. You sit out there, we thought we was coming to sing. We were like, no, I need you here to pray for these demons right here, to get these demons up out of
Amen.
These certain people. You know, and
Amen.
That's
Amen.
How we look at a lot of things, too, you know, that we just don't go and be super shocked. But, you know, like I said, that was the beginning of it, that it was kind of shocking. But this is what we got our hands filled up for now and ready for, you know, putting our hand to the plow. This is what we got to do because it's going to get even worse than this. You know, Revelation talks about it all the time. You know,
Absolutely.
It's going to get worse than this. But we got to stand strong, man. I mean, we got to not just read the word, but we got to live by that word. And we have to
True.
Show people.
True.
And I don't care if people say you deep, call me deep. I'm going to go even deeper, you know, whatever
you.
It takes.
Thank you. Exactly.
You know,
Amen.
You know, because we
Amen.
Know the end of the book. The end is, and I want to be on the side when Jesus is calling us up. I don't want to be on the side when he say, I'm going to spit you out and you got to go to the lake. I ain't going, I don't like too many lakes now. If it ain't no fire and I still don't like too many, I'm from Michigan.
Precisely. I know that's right, Brother Dante. You see, here's the thing. You made a valid point just now. You know, it's one thing to read the word and be able to, you know, say
right.
every scripture from Genesis to Revelations. But faith without
right.
work is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open
yeah.
up the phone lines now. If anyone has a question or comment or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, those of you that are on the phone lines now, feel free to press 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be acknowledged. For my wonderful chat room people, hey, guys, if you have a question or comment or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, go ahead and post up now, and you will get acknowledged, okay? All right, so everybody just wants to kind of listen and be silent for right now, and that's great. That is perfectly okay. You know, as we embark on to 2016, Brother Sherelle and Brother Dante, you know, I'm thinking about all the things that in my personal life that I've been through in 2015 and years before then, you know, about how it said says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But watch this, though. The part, what the enemy fails to realize is that those of us that are mature in Christ, amen. Come on, somebody. Those of us that are mature in Christ, our job is to let our people know, okay, you're going through this, baby, but there's a reason for it. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So everything that you've been through, my sister, my son, my daughter, my everything, my A school coach, you're being prepared right now for spiritual warfare, because as he begins to elevate you, like that cliche goes, another level, another devil, he's preparing you, because what God is about to take you in 2016, you've got to be prepared for battle, because this enemy is going to try to block your blessing. God is about to bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above everything that you could ever ask for or think. And I thank you, God. Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Thank you.
God, I thank you. If anyone at this point has a question or a comment or has a testimony or anything, those of you in the chat room, if you're uncomfortable typing, that's fine. You may dial now, 347-327-9688 and press 1. Those of you that are all right on the switchboard, hey, feel free to press 1 now. Okay, that's wonderful. Do you guys have a New Year's resolution?
Nope, we don't even get into New Year's resolution. What we do is, our vow is when we got with God, that was enough in itself, because, you know, because it turns into some type of cliche, and, you know, you start off the first few weeks or a month, and then you slip, then you think it's all over, then you got to wait till the next year comes. I was like, forget that. I have a hard enough time trying to stay with this Bible. So I'm really excited. Like, we just going to live by this word and do the best that we can.
Amen. Amen. I know that's right. Yeah. Praise God. Now, you guys are touring all over the place. Talk to us. Where are you headed next?
February the 21st, we'll be right here in Saginaw at the Dow Center. We want to kick it off at home. We'll be right here in Saginaw, Michigan. Just excited about that, having comedian Krista McCaskey and Modern Day Cure added to the roster. So, we're looking excited to start that off. And then after that, we're supposed to be, it's between Detroit and it's between three of them, Detroit, North Carolina, and Africa. So we're just waiting on the details. And yeah, so that's why I would tell people, when you go to the website, just be prepared that it, be advised that it might change, because as the calls come in, it depends on the scheduling of everything, that it might shift, you know, but we definitely touring, yes. So God has opened up some windows. Yes.
Amen. Yes, he has. What is the web address, guys? Can you share that with us real quick?
Sure. It's www.daun-te.com. That's Dante.com. And you should be able to get all the information you need about Transparent the Band and the upcoming artists that's on there too, on our label.
Wow, that is just wonderful. Okay, the Mrs., you've been quiet. I want to try to bring you out some. All right. You've been very quiet, and I appreciate your humbleness and your willingness to allow your king to speak on you guys' behalf. I just want to take this time, sister to sister, okay, if you don't mind, Brother Dante, to thank you for your work, your effort, and your contribution to the kingdom, whether it be your marriage ministry. We all know that's a ministry. Your marriage ministry, your music ministry, and all the other different hats that you wear. So I salute you, my sister, sincerely.
Man.
Thank you.
And she looks good in
those
hats.
Ladies and gentlemen, glory, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are actually towards the end of our show. I want to, we, the Bonafide Talk family, want to sincerely thank Transparent the Band for being our featured guest on Bonafide Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, there was one thing that I want to close with, and I want to allow you guys the opportunity to have a closing statement. in everything that we do, ladies and gentlemen, let us make sure that we do it out of genuine heart, okay? Whenever you're trying to counsel someone or minister to someone, prepare yourself. Go into prayer. Go into fasting. Equip yourself biblically. Because if you don't, you're going to run into different things, such as some of the things that they expressed that they had seen, the homosexuality, and my guess is probably a lot of drugs and alcoholic activity and that type of thing, too. You're going to run into a whole bunch of things that may discourage you, but keep your eyes on the prize, okay? Keep your eyes on God. To the daughteries, what is your closing statement?
I would agree with what you were saying too, sis, because I know, you know, God said that we would, he never said we wouldn't go through anything, and but he said that he would help us go through it. And the thing is, we have to keep prayed up, we have to keep his word close to our heart, and we have to apply what he says to do. And if we do that, no matter whether we go in the church or outside of the church or wherever we go and we see things that are not pleasing to God, then we should know what to do, and we shouldn't be surprised by these things because he talks about these things already. So the thing is to apply his word and help others, you know, in their maturity as they mature in Christ, and to help them get closer to Christ. That is our job.
Amen. Amen. Brother Dante, in closing, your final remarks, sir.
Oh, man, y'all covered everything. I would just say I'll go back to kind of what we said earlier. Don't try to break your neck and kill yourself trying to get people to like your music and all that. If God called you to do something, or it might not even be music, whatever it is that God called you to do, just be the best that you can be, the best that you can be at what you're doing. Don't be in competition with nobody else. Be in competition with yourself and become a better you at what you do. And those that you do reach, then that's what you stay with. Don't try to start numbering like David did. That's how you begin to lose the battle and all that stuff, because you start connecting with numbers and all that. But just go. If God told you to go and do something, just do it. It might hurt. It might not. It might be uncomfortable. But if God told you to do it and God really told you to do it, and you will know, because you'll know by the fruits that is God. Just continue. Don't get discouraged. Obstacles are going to come, but just keep going. Keep God first. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So seek God first in all that you do, and everything will just come when it's supposed to come in its season. That's to anybody that will receive what I just said.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're towards the end of the show, and I could not have concluded this show any differently or any better. So on that note, as always, family,
keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah. Whoa.